to touch on a story that was mentioned very briefly during the Alex Jones program today. I think this is very, very telling, and that is Pat Tillman's parents now coming out and speaking actively against George W. Bush and the military that recruited her son. He volunteered. Now, of course, most of you know Pat Tillman was a star in the National Football League, signed up to make millions of dollars with the Arizona Cardinals, and became the poster boy for recruitment in this international war on terrorism, the poster boy for, quote, patriotism, unquote. That would be used in the same way, shape, and form as, well, the Patriot Act. That's what we call doublespeak or newspeak. Right out of the book, 1984. But former NFL player Pat Tillman was killed roughly just almost a year ago today in Afghanistan. He was a corporal and an Army Ranger fighting in Afghanistan, apparently looking for Osama bin Laden. His family's now lashing out against the Army, saying the military's investigations into Tillman's friendly fire death in Afghanistan last year were a sham, and that Army's efforts to cover up the truth have made it harder for them to deal with this loss. And more than a year after their son was shot several times by fellow Army Rangers in a craggy hillside near the Pakistani border, Tillman's mother and father said in interviews that they believe the military and the government created a heroic tale about how their son died to foster a patriotic response across the country. They say that the Army's lies about what happened made them suspicious, and that they are certain they'll never get the full story. They say Pat had very high ideals about the country, and that's why he did what he did. That's why he went out and refused the millions of dollars and joined the Army to fight the international war on terrorism. They say the military let them down. The administration let them down. They say it was a sign of disrespect. The fact that he was the ultimate team player and he watched as his own men killed him is absolutely heartbreaking and tragic. The fact that they lied about it afterwards was disgusting. Tillman, of course, again a popular player for the Arizona Cardinals, gave up his stardom to become this Army Ranger. Shortly after arriving in the mountains to fight, Tillman was killed in a barrage of gunfire by his own men, mistaken for the enemy as he got in position to defend them. Immediately, the Army kept the soldiers on the ground quiet, told Tillman's family and the public that he was killed by enemy fire while storming a hill, barking orders to his fellow Rangers. After a public memorial service in which Tillman received the Silver Star, the Army told Tillman's family what really happened, that he'd been killed by his own men. Now, in separate interviews from their home in San Jose and by telephone, Tillman's parents, who were divorced, spoke about the ordeal with the Army with simmering frustration and anger. A series of military investigations have offered no differing accounts of Tillman's death. Most recent report revealed more deeply the confusion and disarray that surrounded the mission he was on. The latest investigation, written about in the Washington Post earlier this month, showed that soldiers in Afghanistan knew almost immediately they'd killed Tillman by mistake in what they believed was a firefight with enemies on a tight canyon road. The investigation also revealed that the soldiers later burned Tillman's uniform and body armor to cover up this malfeasance. And I think that Ms. Tillman asks a very interesting question. How can an elite Army unit gun down the most recognizable member at such close range? And also, if this happens with somebody who is so high profile, if these lies are ingrained and a story is covered up with somebody who is so high profile, where it is actually is pretty risky that the truth could come out, what happens to everyone else? How many more cover-ups are there like this? Of course, Jessica Lynch was completely blown up, and it was revealed that that was a complete farce and a lie in a staged Hollywood production. Jessica Lynch on TV last night, Extreme Makeovers, Home Edition, now recognizing who the true heroes of that battle were. And, well, ABC gave about $100,000, $200,000 to the family to rebuild their house, as if that's now going to make up for it. Private Lynch. And if we ask the poll, you see, here's the problem with this lie. Even if the record does get straight by the Washington Post and other establishment media organizations that Tillman was killed and that there are some very serious questions here, the first impression is what people remember. You know, a lot of people still think that Saddam hit us on 9/11. They still think that a passport had filtered down through the massive explosion, untouched, unscratched, implicating the 19 Arab hijackers with box cutters. I have a couple of more questions here, and I'd like to put out a poll, and we'll take some of your calls. John Rice coming up from the Neither Party. Deadline Live, all the news you're not supposed to know and more. Stay tuned.
All water isn't the same. Scientific.
Don't look them in the eye. Be fitter, happier, more productive. Not watching too much TV. Fitter, happier. Be good consumers. Don't question authority. Trust your government. Yeah, well, that's the illusion. Welcome back to the show, Deadline Live. Jack Blood here with you this Monday. Beautiful, beautiful Monday, and I'm fired up to start the week here and really go after the New World Order in a hard and fast manner. We were talking about this new Pat Tillman revelation where his parents, and I think it's very brave of his parents to speak out against the military, because no doubt they could have cashed in on this. They could have, you know, had their son listed as a big war hero, an icon for future historians, for fake history. And yet they have chosen to speak out so that American people will know the truth about their son, that he was used. His mother literally uses that, is offended by how Bush has used her son. So I think it's very brave, and I want to ask you a few questions. We have Alex Jones holding on the line, so we'll bring him up. But I want to ask you a few questions. If we put out a poll on CNN or some establishment media monstrosity, and we put out a poll asking, how did a poster boy for patriotism, for the International War on Terrorism, Corporal Army Ranger Pat Tillman, die? A, heroically fighting Al-Qaeda. B, friendly fire in a tragic accident. C, assassinated by his own military, or D, who's Pat Tillman? Whatever. I wonder how most Americans would answer that. Well, thank God we have people listening, more people every day listening to shows like this who know the score here. We have Alex Jones, of course, from the Alex Jones Show, also on GCN, also here in the bunker in Austin, Texas, who wants to weigh in on this. Alex, thanks for calling in.
You bet, Jack. I got off at 2 o'clock and was driving down the road. Now I'm back home and just walking out in my front yard thinking about things you're saying.
Do you think it's possible that Pat Tillman saw something he shouldn't have seen because he was so idealistic, was maybe going to come back and speak out about what's really going on in Afghanistan, i.e. the poppies, the fake democracy they have over there, the killing of women and children, and, of course, state-sponsored terrorism and working with the Taliban? Maybe that's what he was going to talk about.
Well, Jack, let me just go over first what we know about Jessica Lynch. They wanted a poster girl for women in frontline combat. And so the real people, particularly one Hispanic man who actually did fight valiantly against overwhelming odds, he was ignored. He was, you know, basically called a wimp by the media. And Jessica Lynch, who hid and cowered, she was built up as this incredible hero. And she finally went public and said, it's all theater. It's a fable. It's all made up. None of it's true. And then now she's done the right thing. But listen, in the month before she went public, five people who were in her unit or people involved in saving her died. And I mean assassins would pop up over the back fence of their house and double tap them in the head. People would be pulled out of their car and drowned. because that clearly was a government hit.
They were trying to cover that up.
Listen, that's admitted. That's mainstream news. Yeah. So then she had to go public just to save her life, because it would have been the young hero died in a car wreck, and boy, she was a hero. Now, with Pat Tillman, I know for the fact, because of my sources that were in Afghanistan, he was in a Ranger unit, quote, hunting Taliban or Al-Qaeda, And we know that the Army, and this has come out from the troops themselves, higher up command ordered fire down into the area on that hillside that he was in. At first it was he died battling Al-Qaeda, then it was, okay, it might have been friendly fire. Then they tried to blame it on one of the other Ranger units. Now it's coming out that they were ordered to fire on that position, and that now with this battlefield computer grids they've got, they knew right where Tillman was at. So it's very, very, very suspicious. A lot of Army Rangers and a lot of other people higher up than him, Delta Force, have gone public, one colonel, over how they would, quote, have bin Laden targeted, and then they'd be ordered to stand down and do nothing. They even had the top Taliban general in the base, were ordered to release him, and then they flew 8,000 of them out to safety. So I have, it's very, very suspicious. And look, when we've been lied to on all these other things, and lied to two different stories on the Tillman case, it really shows that we can't trust anything they're doing, so I wouldn't put it past them. It makes a lot of sense. But let me add this caveat, because this is very important. When I first covered the Tillman stuff, I said, folks, this stinks to high heaven. Then it came out it was a lie. I was still being attacked for not being patriotic. Now will his parents be attacked for not being patriotic because they won't believe a lie? And Tillman was the type of bleeding heart patriot, a good guy but misguided, who would have gone public if they weren't really going after the enemy. And I think that that holds a lot of water, Jack.
Well, look, I saw Paul Gigot on all of the news channels, all of the Sunday shows, talking about how the media, you know, ever since Vietnam has had a problem with the military. He was talking specifically about the Newsweek. Here's what he literally said, and this applies to this story as well. He said that the media has a problem ever since Vietnam, and just because the military lied a few times doesn't mean that we shouldn't trust them. I mean, once the military lies to us once, why should we ever trust them again, Alex?
Well, bottom line, they took the medals away from the people who deserved them and gave them to somebody to hit under a blanket. And when people blew the whistle, they all started getting executed, by top assassin, type MO. And so I guess that's patriotic, too.
I think that Tillman, as you say, knew that the hunt for bin Laden, the hunt for Al-Qaeda was phony. I think he was too idealistic to keep his mouth shut, was probably starting to talk to people, writing things in letters.
Well, we know they killed Patton. We know Patton wanted to go up against the Soviets. We knew that he was mad about handing over 20,000 of RG guys that were in camps that the Soviets had gotten. He was publicly throwing fits, and then he died 2 days later.
Well, and we have Paul Wellstone and any number of examples, maybe Vince Foster, people who likely were going to speak out who met unfortunate ends. Of course, our friend Gary Webb being another one of these.
Well, Ron Brown, yeah. And then people we can trust come out and go, oh, shooting yourself in the head's quite normal. you know, twice in the head, well, that's quite easy to do. Look, bottom line, Jack.
We will know them by the trail of dead, I believe is the slogan.
Well, it certainly is, and I'll keep listening to the broadcast. I hope people will visit Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, because it was a month ago or 2 weeks ago I started promoting that I'm going to be showing martial law at three different showings here in Austin. Well, that month's almost up. We're 10 days away from that Friday, June 3rd.
I want to see everybody out there. It's 409 Colorado Street, Alamo Draft House. That's the 3rd, I believe, Alex, that is this coming Friday, Friday after next. I'll be there, and I hope everyone else comes out. I hope we have a huge crowd and we have a lot of fun discussing the New World Order. That's what it's all about.
There'll be a 7 and 10 o'clock showing, and I'll speak after each event and take questions. And then the next week, June 8th, 8 o'clock, Alamo Draft House, South Lamar, one showing, and we'll have longer to speak and take questions after that event, because it's only a single showing. People ask me which showing is going to be the best. All three are going to be wonderful. Whatever fits your schedule. And Jack, you'll be on the guest list for all of them if you want to be there. And I appreciate you. But I wanted to call in and talk about the Pat Tillman situation.
Yep.
I'm also going to plug out for the three showings, because that is rapidly approaching that time. And people can link through at Infowars.com over to the Draft House subpage, where they can purchase tickets before.
Gotta go, Alex. We'll plug that all this week and next week. Take care, my brother. We'll talk to you soon. Next segment coming up. Stay tuned.